Robert's 540-0740. Andy Pico joins us. And Andy, you have been a conservative for a long time, former military. What are your thoughts in terms? I mean, what I hate is people make it as if you are either heartless if you want to be cautious about refugees, or, you know, you go the complete opposite and you are oblivious. And I think that's what some of, or naive, and I. Wishful thinking. I think that's what some of these governors are doing. What do you think?
I think this is a profoundly naive and dangerous move to bring refugees in here and just dump them into the population. We've been seeing a lot of reporting from Europe. You know, the security agencies there are telling us that 70% of the refugees are unaccompanied young men of military age. And that's very, very dangerous indicator. You know, there's one thing to allow families in, but it's something else when you have that kind of demographic coming in there. It's very clear that that's an avenue for potential infiltration.
Well,
and
it just
makes no
sense.
From Paris, one of those guys was a refugee. He had just checked in through Greece and into Paris less than a month, and he's involved in a very complex attack. That's a clear indicator of prior planning in a support system. And to have that wide open into the United States or into Colorado or anywhere is profoundly dangerous, and it puts our people at risk.
What's the best thing that people could do? Andy, what do you think the best thing people, just the average person out there, can do to try to get the message out, whether it's state legislators or the governor? I don't think it makes any difference. The governor could be swamped with emails. I think he's going to do what he's going to do.
Well, I think, for you know, swamping the governor, you have to do that. Hit our congressman. I know Representative Lamborn has already spoken out against this. You know, hit our senators. By all means, call your state legislators. Now, at the council, I raised this issue about a month ago, and you know, I asked the staff, you know, if they're aware of any of these refugees that are planning to come here. And so far as we're aware, you know, at this point, we don't know of any coming. But I think when you combine the fact that you've got the potential of Gitmo detainees here.
Hold on there, Andy Pico. I have to take a break for news. We'll come back with you as soon as we're done. Joined us. And Andy, you bring so much experience, whether it's being a representative of people or whether it is former military background, city council. I think a lot of people, including me, I told you offline here, have looked at this as a federal issue, as a state issue. We've got state governors who are saying, hey, we've got the right to say we don't want this in our state. Federal government is pushing back, and this ends up being a constitutional fight between governors like Abbott and Jindal. But we hadn't thought about it a lot on the local and the city council perspective. I, for one, am thankful that you were at least asking the questions of council, and that is, do we already have Syrians here? Are there plans to bring Syrians here? And as I was talking with Scott Tipton, anybody who tells me, well, yeah, in fact, Richard, unbeknownst to you, we have had blank number here and they've caused exactly no problems, doesn't reassure me a whole heck of a lot. It only takes one person to slip through. And as you were saying, when you've got, you know, 70% who are young men of military age who are quote unquote refugees, that just doesn't look right from the get-go.
Yeah, and I don't know that at the local level we have any leverage or ability to really get into this, because the people are generally resettled through federal programs. I know that we have a couple of churches that are contracted, you know, to accept refugees, but I don't know that we would even hear about it. Now, we have refugees here. We've got a number of Iraqi Christians. I've met a number of Iraqi Christian families. I'm sure that a number of other refugees have come here. You know, that's not my concern. My concern is when you see this kind of demographic in the pattern, and there's absolutely no way to screen them. Generally speaking, as Congressman Tipton mentioned, you know, you get resettlement camps, refugee camps. That's traditionally has been when you have a refugee migration, people go into camps and they get screened and before they're released, and that's not happening in this. They're being released in there, and now we've already seen clear indications of direct infiltration and an attack. So my concern is, you know, have some sort of, you know, it's not compassion to put your people at risk. And that's what I'm afraid is going to happen.
Well, and that's what I'm afraid as well. And I want to be clear that the organization I was talking about yesterday that may, in fact, I think it is one of the organizations that may be, and the key here is maybe, because the conversation was very brief with this person, the name of the organization is Compassion and Mercy Associates. Apparently, online, they are one of those organizations that's part of that. It is not Compassion International. And as you said, you know, Iraqi Christians, now we're talking real refugees from ISIS. Yazidi,
right.
We're talking real refugees from ISIS. There's no clear cut, nothing more clear cut than that. When we are talking about these other people, we need to be careful. So it comes down to, do you trust the federal government to do a good job of screening them? I don't. Any final thoughts from you, Andy Pico, before I let you go?
I think we've hit everything. Part of the awful demographic that's coming in there is these people that are refugees are not all Syrians. They're from all over the Middle East. So the issue is not whether we're accepting refugees. The issue is how do you separate genuine refugees from potential infiltration, and that's the problem we have.
That's a big problem we have. We'll pick it up there. One up in line, 540-0740. Phone calls. Hard when we come back, Teresa, Chuck, Ed. A lot coming in by Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook as well. We'll hit all of those, as well as keep you posted on the storm when we come back on 740 KVOR.